Sunday the 1st of January 2023, 10:45 service. Sermon series, God Loves You. Sermon title, The Kings, A Pattern for Life. Bible reading, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Talk by Reverend Christine Harding.
Morning. Today's reading is taken from Matthew 2, 1 to 12. The Visit of the Magi. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw this in a star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard that this was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him, when he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard that the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and then bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much, Alan, for bringing God's word for us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that the words that I speak will be your words and that you will speak into each of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so Jesus brings a pattern for life. There's few biblical stories that are as well known, yet so clouded with myth and tradition as that of the Magi or wise men mentioned by Matthew. During the Middle Ages, legend developed that they were kings, that they were three in number, and their names were Caspar, Balthazar, Malachi, because they were thought to represent the three sons of Noah. One of them is often pictured as an Ethiopian. A 12th century bishop of Cologne even claimed to have found their skulls. The only legitimate facts we know about these particular Magi are the few things that are given by Matthew in the first 12 verses of chapter 2. We're not even sure how many of them they were, although we presume that there were three because of the gifts that they bought. What? Mark, I'm talking. You know, can we... Yeah, but can it not wait? So why now?
Well, you know what I'm like. My memory's a bit rubbish, so I remembered it today. There you go.
Oh, is this a Christmas present?
It is, yes.
Oh,
there you go.
A jumper.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Oh, a jumper. Yes, I think that might fit.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, very nice. That? Yeah. Now, can you go and sit down so I can get on with my talk, please?
I will do. But first, I've got a couple of friends that have got some presents for you. Come on, guys. No, you've got presents for Christine. Come and bring them up.
Look, I am trying to do a talk.
Yeah, but this is really important, because today's a gift.
Okay, right, what have we got here? Oh, thank you, Colin.
That's all right.
Salt. I'm sure salt would come in handy if we have another spell of snow and what have you. Oh, and what are we here? Sugar. Oh, something sweet, I suppose. Thank you very much. Yes, lovely. Okay. Oh. And what's this? Oh, what's this? Oh, beautiful. Yeah, see me coming when I wear that. I'll wear that with my jumper. Thank you very much. And what have you bought me? Oh, eggs. Well, look, I have eggs. I have sugar. I think I could make a cake. Do you think we could make a cake? Okay, thank you very much, guys. That's very nice of you. Mind you, a bit strange gifts. Well, let's have a think about it. Well, the jumper, well, I suppose it'd protect me when it's cold. Eggs. What do eggs remind us of? A new beginning. Yeah, I mean, that's suitable for today, isn't it? A new beginning. Uniform. That makes us think that we belong, doesn't it? So, salt. Well, that adds flavour, doesn't it? And it, you know, changes things, so that's good. And sugar, well, that will make things sweet instead of sour. But I wonder, have you any idea why I've been given these particular presents? Any idea? Hang on. I think I have it. It's the letter at the beginning of each item, which is important. Let's have a look. So, we have J for jumper. And then we have E for eggs. And then S for sugar. And U for uniform. And S for salt. So what does it spell, the first letters?
Jesus.
Jesus, yes, absolutely. Because he is the one who will protect us and keep us warm. In him, we have a new beginning and life. He gives us all things that are good, and being with him is sweet. We belong together as the family of God. And lastly, we are called to make a difference. Now, all these gifts make sense. Okay, let's get back to the story. So the wise men followed a star, a bright light in the night sky, to discover the real light of the world, a baby born in a stable who would change the world. These men had no idea of the importance of their mission, but they were willing to follow in obedience. We are now bearers of Jesus' light, and as we enter into the new year, it's a great opportunity, after all the excitement of Christmas, to re-evaluate our lives by committing ourselves to taking the light given to us through Jesus Christ and share it with the world. It's important that we allow Jesus' light to continue to shine in the darkness that often appears around us. We are the light bearers because we have the hope of Jesus and we can trust him with the whole of our lives. He lives in us, and therefore we must be bold and step out in faith into the unknown, trusting that God's Son, Jesus, is right there with us. He is the light that guides our steps. Just as a lighthouse guides ships through dangerous waters, so does Jesus' light guide us through the darkness of this world. Jesus came to give our lives direction. Even at his birth, a special star was a guide to the Magi, ensuring they reached their destination. When we face decisions in our lives, or when darkness seems to overtake us, remember, Jesus is the light who will guide our steps and direct our paths. That's God's promise to each and every one of us. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths." God brought forth divine light and saw to it that Jesus' birth attracted attention. And from the time of his birth until he died upon the cross, Jesus attracted people's attention. And guess what? He's still attracting attention today. He is that irresistible light that draws people out of spiritual darkness and into the light of life, the true light of God. I wonder, have you ever tried to walk around blindfolded? And if you have, you know how difficult it is to avoid bumping into obstacles. Or what about playing blind man's buff? Or pin a towel on a donkey? Who's played pin a towel on a donkey? Yeah, I'm sure many of us have done that. And it's amazing, isn't it? Once the blindfold is taken off, where that towel seems to end up, I don't think it ever ends up where it is supposed to be. It can end up in some very peculiar places. And in the same way, if we're not walking in the light of Jesus, the obstacles of this life become huge problems and will eventually and inevitably cause us to stumble. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Now you all might be thinking, well, what has all this got to do with wise men and their gifts? Well, I thought it's such a well-known story that it would be good to focus on the light rather than the gifts. And their trip home, where they had a kind of light bulb moment, didn't they? When in a dream, they were told to go back a different way. They had followed the star and found the babe, and then were asked to return via a different route. We too, when we follow the light of Jesus, may be asked to go in a different direction, just as the wise men did. The question is, would we be willing if we were asked to be led in a different direction? We were not created to live in darkness, but to shine. God is not a God that calls people into darkness. He calls us to shine so bright that those living in the dark of night might catch a glimpse of the sunrise of God's great light. Isaiah tells us that when we arise, we will become radiant, infused by the love and light of God, and that our hearts will throb and swell with joy as we share the light of God with others. When was the last time your heart throbbed and swelled with joy from God and you felt radiant? Because this is what God intends for us. So let us not settle for anything less. Darkness in Scripture points towards sin and death. Each of us has a choice: eternal life or death, light or darkness. When we believe in Jesus Christ, who shows us the pattern of life by bringing light out of darkness, because light will always overrule the darkness. Jesus Christ was the victor at Calvary. He said, "It is finished." And when we allow his light to shine in our lives, we will not stumble in the darkness, because he will light our way. Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." And verse 16 says, "Let your light shine before men." Can a city be hidden that sits on the top of a hill? No, of course not. Because its light shines through the darkness and everyone can see the light. We too must shine like the city's lights in order to show others what Jesus is like. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your light. Father, we pray that each one of us will be beacons for you, that our lights will shine brightly wherever we go. Father, may people see you in us, and may we continue to share your word, your love, and your hope with everyone whom we meet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.